Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you are able to join me today on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday, every day at this same time. And this week I've been sharing a message entitled, Do Not Fear. The text is Exodus, the 14th chapter, and I have read verses 8 through 14, but we want to focus on verse 13, which says, And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Verse 14, And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. There were three directives from the Lord. One was not to fear. Secondly, to stand still and see. And then he promised, today you'll see the salvation, an immediacy, a very present day experience. And as I shared, again, I'm indebted to Dr. Young, a Hebrew scholar, for understanding of that Hebrew word fear. It means, it's pronounced yira, and that Hebrew word consists of ra, to see, and yod, hand. So to fear basically means to focus on what comes from the hand that you see. That's what happens when you fear. And we look at what's in the devil's hand, what he wants to bring to us. That hand, of course, means work, activities, deeds, or performance. And so that's what happens when we get afraid. We're fearing the hand or the work or the activities of the things that we're seeing or the things that we're imagining, you know, the things that are very real to us. But the scriptures tell us to walk by faith and not by sight. In the previous broadcast, we've looked at not being afraid. I shared some scriptures and what it means to see the salvation of the Lord standing still. And today, we want to close with that final injunction, today you'll see. There's an immediacy, a very present tense involvement that God wants us. He wants us to live in the presence because he's a God of the I am, not a God of the I was or I will be. Of course, he's beyond time. He's always existed. But he wants us to be aware of what he is doing in our lives right now. Now, the fact of the matter is, the devil was very real. He was threatening to destroy the children of Israel. That wasn't some imaginary concern, worry about the future. They saw the Egyptians pursuing them red hot. And you might be in a situation like that today, very fearful, very concerned about some immediate thing that you're facing. But the Lord says, if you won't be afraid, if you'll stand still, and if you see, if you start to look at the Lord and not what at the enemy is doing, you'll see his deliverance. Hebrews 4 and 7 says, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So, beloved, we have to be sensitive to his voice. Not only that still small voice in which he speaks to our own spirits, but we have to be obedient to his voice in the Word. And we must be willing to change in response to it. We have to be aware of his presence speaking. Remember David and the Philistines, just shortly after he became anointed king, the Philistines came against him, and they went out. He sought the Lord, should we go out against them? And the Lord gave him great victory. The Lord said, yes, do that. Well, they they regrouped and came again, but the Lord said something entirely different. He gave them a different strategy. He said, wait until you hear the rustling in the tops of the mulberry berry trees. And so many times God's instructions may be a little different, not the same in every situation. So that's why it's important to listen to his voice. But what an amazing thing God told the Egyptians through Moses. He said, you will never see them again. What a great promise, because for them, they had the Egyptians represented all they ever knew in terms of a life of slavery. Beloved, what is it that you're facing? What are the Egyptians in your life? Whatever those Egyptians represent in your life, whether it's marital problems or financial disaster, concern and worry about losing your home, children, or physical sickness, or relationship issues, we're not to fear, we're to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. But if you do it his way, that's the important thing. Do it my way, the Lord says, and you won't see your enemies again. So stop looking, beloved, at, remember what the Hebrew definition of fear is? To keep your eyes, to be focused on the hand that whatever it's doing. And of course, that's the enemy's hand. He wants to get you afraid. He wants to see what he can do to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But beloved, we need to stop looking at the hand of what the enemy is dishing out and be seated at the king's table. So, beloved, take your eyes off whatever the problem is. Stop feeding it. Stop meditating on it and put your eyes on God and what he's doing. And instead, meditate on his word and on his promises. Look to him for all things. Remember, where were God's people headed? They were headed to Canaan, weren't they? Well, those promises, a land flowing with milk and honey, those promises are on the other side. They had to cross Jordan. And so, beloved, you have to cross over. Now, it's very interesting. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, talks about water representing baptism or death. And, beloved, when you came to the Lord, what happened? You died to the things of this world, into a newness of life in Christ Jesus. And the devil hated to lose you. He hated that you were born again and were translated out of his kingdom. But beloved, he's doing everything he can to get those past failures, those past mistakes, those past addictions, those past problems, that past negative way of thinking. He's pursuing you hard, just like the Egyptians were following after the Israelites. That which enslaved you is following hard after you. But God, beloved, if you'll hear the word of the Lord today, he's taking you into a new time, into a new land, into a Canaan land, a future where your enemies simply cannot follow. Beloved, that's God's plan for your future and a hope. Praise God. Remember that wonderful promise in Jeremiah? He has a hope for us, verses 11 through 13. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Praise God. And so he wants to bring you into a future where you will never see your enemies again, a future in which you will rule and reign and flourish in God's kingdom, which is within you, and to bring the kingdom wherever you go to influence the lives of others, that you'll be a fragrance of Jesus Christ. Praise God. There is coming a time when Jesus will come in the glory of his kingdom, and it says there will plant and harvest a place where every man will sit under his own fig tree. And beloved, that's what's in our future, a future of peace and prosperity and authority and rulership. But he's given us power over all power of the enemy now. And so, beloved, you and I have to step into our future. That's a deciding time. As they stepped into the dry land. The waters of the Jordan were parted. That was an extraordinary moment in time, an incredible, stupendous miracle. But God was demonstrating. Remember, he said they would see it with their eyes. They would see the salvation. Not only that, their enemies would be destroyed. Well, what happened? Well, of course, they crossed across successfully. And then Moses stretched out his rod again, and the waters receded, and all the hosts, the chariots of the Egyptians, they were all drowned in the Red Sea, the horse and rider thrown into the sea. Amen. And so what a tremendous victory they had. That's what the Lord wants for you and I. He wants you to be in a place in the Spirit where flesh and blood cannot inherit, a place where you die to let the Spirit man live through death, through those waters, to the place of the sons of God, a place of hallowed ground. But beloved, you must make a decision to do this, to die, to cross over, to get to the other side. That is where God wants to take you, beloved, where your past is dead, where it's all over, where it's finished. It's important to get this. This is the place where the past ends, where it ceases to exist. It's so dramatic. It's very obvious in terms of the Israelites' experience, but those are all parallels, things, they're examples for us. That's why God's given us the Word. And so, beloved, if you believe this, those past issues can't follow you into the future. When they try, they'll be destroyed in the sea. That's God's plan, the end. Your tears and your fears will end here. God has only destined that which is good, righteous, healthy, right, and holy for your future, beloved. Today, if you'll hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Father, I pray that every person who's heard this message, Lord, the Holy Spirit will just seal it to their hearts. And Lord, I thank you. They'll be able to do that. They'll be able not to fear, to stand still, and to see your salvation, to focus on what you are doing, to take their eyes off the work of the enemy, and to focus their eyes on you. Because, Lord, you said if we focus our eyes, if our eyes single, our whole body will be full of light. So we look to you, Jesus, as the author and finisher of our faith, and praise you for victory in Jesus' wonderful name. Well, it's been a blessing, a joy to minister to you. My time is gone. I have to bring this broadcast to a close. But if you're going through a battle, know that there's power in agreeing prayer. Remember, Moses, he even had to have Aaron and Hur support his hands in the time of battle when the Israelites were fighting their enemies. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.